If he goes to put his hand on a coal heater, you're all hot. You ought to train him if that is hard at times, you know. Of course, it may be a little misleading to tell him it's hard, but it's all right if you don't invent it. Just try to not let him touch hot things, you know, things that gets hot.
Do you ever say anything like, don't you touch it or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't touch that. It's hot. You know, but most of the time, they just holler hot, especially when they just first train them, you know. Of course, after they get big enough to understand, good, 2 or 3 years old, you'd say, don't touch that stove, it's hot, or something like that. But most of the time, a baby just begin to talk or wobble around while you say, you just holler hot.
Well,
some people say burn, you know, but most it's hot.
Well, you know, if you'd left your cane inside and you wanted it, what would you tell me to go get it?
Go get my walking cane for me, please.
And, you know, we were talking about games a minute ago. Do you ever play any kind of ball games?
Oh, yeah, I used to like to play baseball. Now, that's the only game that I ever was too interested in was baseball. I used to enjoy playing baseball. When I played baseball for several years after I married. A bunch of us men around here, even the young boys and young married men, we had the ball club, and the neighbors over in the next community would have a ball club, and they'd come over and visit us, and we'd play, and we'd go and visit them and play, you know, just have match games. And then we played lots of baseball for a long time. After I married, I played baseball.
What position did you play?
Huh?
Did you play any special positions?
Yeah, I played, my main position was first base. I have caught behind the bat some, tried to pitch a little, but I never was much of a pitcher. No, I played second base, but the main place that I liked to play was first base. I started doing that when I was just a kid in school. I'd play first base and played it a lot. And I had to catch it right smart. I didn't like to catch. It's kind of a dangerous place back there, catching, you know, good way to get your hand booted up terrible bad. But I did catch when it's necessary, when the main catcher wasn't, because we didn't have such a main catcher. No way, we just had a little country team, you know, and nobody trained, only just what train we get. Some of us hold up better than others, of course, you know, naturally.
What did you call the place you ran
for? The old ballpark that we had was right down the road here by my corral. There's a big old tree there, and we used to have the ballpark there. Just right out in the pasture, you know, just have an old sack or something, just make an old sack or pillar or something for base, you know. A lot of times they have board for base.
And the one you ran for would be the...
Ran for the first base, and then from the home plate, you know, you batted at home plate, and then your first base you run is the first base, and then second, and then third, and then on home, you know. Of course, I had a shortstop. I never was much of a shortstop. I wasn't quite active enough to be... Need a little active fella for a shortstop when sure enough get around.
Well, if you were just practicing or something, you know, playing baseball, you know, and they said, well, that's all the chances, all the tries you get, you might say, well, just give me one more what?
One more strike?
Is that what you say, or would you ever say, give me another?
Any?
Or check.
Now say that again. Ask me the question again.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if you'd ever say, give me another chance. Give me one more chance, and you know that.
Well, you don't do that when you're in baseball. They don't say give you. They don't give you another chance. You just have so many chances. You know, three strikes is four balls. You get your base, and three strikes you're out, and you just don't have another chance. You know.
I was just wondering if in practicing you did that.
Well, I don't think we did. Not too much. And you know how they kept scores, kept a count of which team was ahead, and you know how they kept a count of scores when they used to play ball? On a stick.
On a stick.
Notched stick. I mean a stick, and you'd put notches in it for each side. One side that'd be for Possum Walton, the other side would be for West Sandy, and you put every time you'd get a score, make a run, they'd put a notch in the stick. And that's the way to count it, you know, just for those notches.
Just for the notch?
Yeah.
What'd you cut the notch with?
Knife, pocket knife.